Well, it's another Monday morning, and it is an every other Monday. We're going to be chatting with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, and we've got a celebration coming up. First, let me introduce our guests this morning. We have Deb and Erica in, and you guys are hard at work at Community Connections. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So I mentioned a celebration or an honoring coming up the end of the month here. You guys want to break the news, or you want me to do it? Who wants to start things off?
Yeah, sure. This is Debbie. I work here at Community Connections at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. And the last week of August, we are celebrating National Community Health Worker Awareness Week. So we are hoping to share with everyone the role of a community health worker and engage with our community to provide the services that we provide every day out of our building here on the NVRH campus.
All right. It sounds kind of interesting. And first off, Deb, how long have you been in the medical field professioning?
I have worked here at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital for a little over 5 years. Prior to that, I did case management for 15 years or so. I've worked in EMS in the past, so I have been dabbling in the medical. We are not medical staff here. Community health workers are health workers that work bridging the gap between the social services and the medical services. So our role is to bridge that gap, so to connect people from the medical to the social and help them create an entire team of services to stay well.
That was a perfect lead-in, because I was going to ask you, tell us a little bit more about what a community health worker does. Let's dive into that a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So here at Community Connections, we have an office of community health workers. We have walk-in hours Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4, so people can call in or walk in. We'll sit down with whoever walks in and go through an intake to help determine what needs are needed for an individual or a home, and help connect to those services and resources that are available to help meet those needs. And that might be connecting to the medical world, and it may be connecting to services to help meet needs for housing or financial support. So we help address those and connect to what's available.
Erica, thank you very much for that. Well, you gals are right on top of things this morning, because I was going to ask you, so what do you do? Do you put people in touch with resources? Like, for example, we've got Neighbors in Action here in Lindenville. If somebody is food insecure, these folks can provide they have a community sit-down meal. They also have free food. Are these the kind of resources that you send people in the directions to?
Yeah, absolutely. So our role is to help educate about what is available and help support an individual or family in determining what would be a best fit for them, and help them connect based on what they're interested in engaging with.
Okay, so let me ask you collectively then here, gals. Folks, with us again, we have Deb and Erica, and we're talking about, well, they're at Community Connections, and we're talking about the celebration coming up the end of the month for National Community Health Workers. Now, you gals, how often do you often have somebody come in that may have some sort of, say, substance abuse issue? Because that seems to be pretty prevalent here lately.
Yes, we have a few times this year, for example, had people come from the emergency department looking to engage with services inpatient. A lot of the work we do here at Community Connections, Erica and the other community health workers here are also Vermont Health Connect navigators, connecting our community members to insurance. So oftentimes we are working to connect them to insurance so they can obtain the services they're looking for, inpatient or otherwise. That is one of those bridging that they do a lot of with insurance, with services, helping someone to engage with, say, Brattleboro Retreat and arrange a ride and get them there so that they can connect with the services they're looking for to help support them moving forward.
So kind of like connecting the dots and leaping the hurdles, and you guys help everyone out with that. Erica, what are some of the organizations or partners that you guys frequently refer people to or are in contact with?
Yeah, I'm really proud to say that here in the NEK and St. Johnsbury area, we work very closely collectively and also work to focus on any silos that there might be to help bridge connections to different resources and agencies closer and have a more smoother transition. So we work closely with NECA, Northeast Kingdom Community Action. Myself, I'm actually embedded in the St. Johnsbury School, so our office provides support to those families in the school. So we try to engage throughout the community, economic services, youth services, but just to name a couple.
Well, I was going to say, Deb and Erica, that's an awful lot of resources, and you listed off a lot that I'm familiar with. Now, Deb, you mentioned that you aren't medical professionals like a doctor or a nurse, right?
Correct.
If somebody wanted to venture in and help people by doing like what you and Erica do, putting them in contact, is that something that somebody could do, come in and help you at Community Connections?
We do have interns sometimes from the college, for example, or from the high school that are looking at this field. There is a new Community Health Worker Association that we're setting up in the state of Vermont that is in its infancy. I'm the chair of our new Vermont Association of Community Health Workers. We are looking to collect a database of all of the community health workers in Vermont and any of the job openings. Again, that's in its infancy, and we're really working hard to upright an association for all of the community health workers for the entire state of Vermont. And absolutely, someone can certainly come in and ask about what we do, ask for connections to roles. There are a lot of people who are doing community health work that maybe don't have that title. Our community health workers do have that title. That is literally Erica's title. She is a community health worker. There are other workers in our community, the SASH coordinators. They do community health work as well, for example. We work closely with SASH, the Council on Aging, Northeast Kingdom Youth Services. So we will connect someone to the proper resource, even if it is another community health worker. Northern Counties has embedded community health workers in all of their practices as well. So really, a lot of people in our community looking to bridge, and we do that work with them or transfer that work to the appropriate person, as Erica said earlier. Yeah.
Sounds like you've got quite a team there. All right, we're headed up to our news here. I'm going to ask Erica your final thoughts as we prepare to wrap things up about what you do and what you can do for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I absolutely love what we do here. I love the team that we have. I love the community that we're able to work within and help support the families that we live among. So, it's a great opportunity, and I encourage anyone who has any questions about what might be available, or maybe they're not sure if there is anything available, to come on in or call our main line, 802-748-7526. And one of our community health workers will be able to help have that conversation and focus on what they might be in need of and how to support them in getting connected to those services.
Erica, thank you so much. Debbie, your final thoughts?
Yes. I just want everyone to know that we are here to support them. We do have a wonderful team. Erica and her coworkers do such a great job connecting with our fellow community members, right? We live within this community and use these resources as well. And I just hope everyone is staying safe with the rain that we have had here in the past and moving forward into the fall. And if you need any other information, please feel free to look at our website at nvrh.org. It's /community-connections/ is where you'll find us, or just search Community Connections on the main NVRH website.
Well, you beat me to that there, and Erica, you beat me to it. I was going to ask you for the number. So before we send you off to continue your morning, let me make sure I've got this down right. 802-748-7526?
Yep.
Excellent. Nice to chat with you gals this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I think I speak on behalf of the entire community. Thanks for everything that you do, okay?
Thank you.
And I believe that the girls also mentioned that you can get more information at nbrh.org. We're headed to news and sports. Your morning cash call, that's over $2,290. We got a weather forecast with no catastrophic weather events coming up at 20 after, and birthdays at half past right here on Magic. Stay with us.